This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Staying with the issue, some officials in Los Angeles want to do more to prevent people from losing their homes in the first place. One city they're looking to for inspiration is Chicago, as part of the California Dream collaboration. David Wagner from KPCC reports.
When Southeast Chicago resident Cedric Moore got laid off earlier this year, it came as a big shock. Savings kept him and his three daughters afloat for a while, but the money dried up quickly.
I did not know what I was going to do. It was lost on me this time. It was completely lost. I had nothing.
Moore fell 3 months behind on rent, and his landlord gave him an eviction notice. Desperate for help, he called the city, and to his surprise, an actual person picked up the phone. Chicago's Homeless Prevention Call Center is what makes the city's prevention program unique.
Hello, my name is Maria. Have you called here previously?
Workers here can connect qualified callers with one-time emergency aid.
So right now, our specialists are taking calls for those who are seeking short-term assistance.
Wendy Avila at Catholic Charities runs the city-funded call center. She says a month or two of rent relief is often all that people need to stay out of homeless shelters.
It's working. People are receiving assistance. The majority don't call back and don't need assistance, so they're able to be, you know, self-sufficient.
That turned out to be true for Cedric Moore. He got help paying a few months of back rent. He kept his apartment and recently started a new job.
I felt like myself again.
Some officials in California now want to replicate Chicago's call center in cities like LA. Research shows that Chicago's approach is working. Notre Dame economist James Sullivan studied the city's call center. He found that people who called when funding was available were 76% less likely to become homeless.
Providing emergency financial assistance does, in fact, reduce homelessness.
Sullivan's findings held true even a year later. People who got help stayed housed. Beefing up prevention would not solve all of LA's problems. 60,000 people in LA County are already homeless. Many have mental health or addiction issues that can't be fixed with one-time financial aid. But if it's done right, giving people a small amount of assistance while they're still housed can help cities avoid having to pay much more later to get them off the streets. In Chicago, I'm David Wagner for Marketplace.